It's not not funny. That's how Brad Goodall once described and helped market his first album, Made in America. It was a fitting phrase for an artist who had pursued the difficult and often less traveled path of walking the fine line between music and comedy. Now, his second album, Hometown, Goodall continues to explore that space between music and comedy with songs that hit a little closer to home, literally and figuratively. Goodall's professional music journey began in 2017 with his debut song, Casa de Mel, a yacht rock-inspired track that took off more than he expected. It was an early sign of the lane he would continue to explore, polished musicianship and playful humor, a combo that would become central to his work. After amassing millions of streams with Casa de Mel, Goodall would go on to release his debut album a few years later entitled Made in America.
The first album had a lot of lyric tricks and delivery things. I think with the Made in America record, one of the things I tried to do is I tried to back up whatever I was doing with like enough musicality that spun its way out of parody, because it's like, ah, those chords are too angular. Like, it's got enough edge in the arrangement that it sends it really quickly into like 70s Steely Dan, hopefully, you know?
The balance carried into Made in America, where many tracks told satirical tales about colorful characters. Rather than straightforward comedy songs, Goodall built narratives around exaggerated personalities and strange situations.
There's some very specific lyrics in there that I don't think anybody's ever put to song before. But I think one of the songs that really holds up is Company Dime.
Ooh, it's me. Who has to make the sacrifice? I spent 20 years under white fluorescent light. I was miserable, it's clear. Now I've got cold Italian beer. Well, it's another lovely time on the company dime.
At the end, like, this guy did not achieve his dreams. And he has all the money and he has all the comped flights and all this stuff. But like, what was it for? It's a funny song and all that. But like, I did think I executed pretty well on like a narrative of a sad guy full of regret towards the end of his very successful career, but not his dream.
Now Goodall has turned a page with his new album, Hometown, a more personal reflection of his experiences growing up in West Virginia. The humor is still there, but it feels lighter and more mellow in this phase of life this time around, woven into the songs that are warmer, more reflective, and a bit more rooted in memory.
Run blue, you can leave it. It'll be there when you need it. Flow through when you see me over the borderline. Right here where we started, getting everything we wanted, drinking the river.
Honestly, what's happened is I like the record a lot and I'm promoting it way harder than I did Made in America because the music is so much closer to me. I don't have to like put on any kind of costume or mask. I mean, I can wear a t-shirt and hold up my camera and go, this is the song I wrote about this part of my life. It's very accessible to me. It's very close. It's kind of like a jacket I can put on every day. And that's what I really like about the new record, is that it's really wearable. I don't have to like work myself up to get to the music. The music is just that pure, to me at least.
From the satirical stories of Made in America to the more personal reflections of Hometown, Brad Goodall continues to find humor, heart, and melody in unexpected places, pairing intelligence and maturity in his songwriting with rich, thoughtful musicianship. Reporting on Brad Goodall for KXRW and X-Ray FM, I'm Michael Sarno.
You ain't nothing but a hometown. You ain't nothing but a hometown.